Thank you.
Monsieur le Président.
President, my delegation thanks the Special Rapporteur for presenting his report on the visit conducted to Niger in December 2021 and welcomes the smooth running of that visit. We have followed with a great deal of interest the presentation of that report, and we wish to recall that the promotion and protection of human rights constitute one of our country's priorities. This desire is first and foremost reflected in the Constitution of Niger, which in its preamble proclaims the commitment of the people of Niger to human rights and their resolution to build a rule of law guaranteeing, on the one hand, the exercise of collective and individual rights, freedom, justice, dignity, equality, safety, and the well-being as fundamental values of our society, and on the other hand, democratic change in power and good governance. With respect to democratic governance, we are pleased to announce that Niger, for the first time since its independence, has experienced a democratic transition, and this took place in April 2021. With the succession between two presidents of the Republic who were democratically elected, following free, transparent and credible elections, this sparked major satisfaction amongst the national political class and the international community. The results of these elections have been reconfirmed by the Court of Justice of ECOWAS in response to a contentious appeal brought before it by an opposition party. Niger today is experiencing an exemplary political climate as a result of a peaceful policy pursued by the head of state and its openness to all political class and members of civil society as a whole. The various meetings with civil society organizations and peace fora and social cohesion organized nationwide bear this out. With respect to international and regional legal instruments to protect and promote human rights, to which the Constitution attaches precedence over domestic legislation, and the implementation of which remains a daily concern of our government, Niger is pleased to announce to the rest of the international community that it has signed up to almost all of those instruments. However, we wish to underscore that our country is grappling with multiple terrorist attacks, and this since 2015, which have plunged several families into mourning. To tackle this situation, the government has proclaimed a state of emergency placed under the full control of the justice system. Following the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government of Niger, like the rest of the world, has set up a health state of emergency, fully enshrined by the law. Policing measures, which are administrative, exceptional and temporary, do not infringe the human rights enshrined in international legal instruments, and they themselves are legally and rigorously enshrined. They aim to guarantee the security and health of populations, to preserve the territorial integrity of our country, and to prevent the risk of disturbances against the public order, particularly as a result of the dissemination of false information and the spread of hate, intolerant speech, as well as incitement to violence, which some players are involved in. Thus, my delegation wishes to reassert here that the freedom of peaceful assembly and association constitute a reality in Niger, and their exercise does not face any restriction other than that imposed by the law and recognized by the relevant UN resolutions in that regard. They are guaranteed and enshrined both by the Constitution as well as by specific legislation. However, when citizens, on the pretext of exercising their freedoms, engage in disturbing public order, it is only natural that they are subject to proceedings before competent jurisdictions, which are accessible to all of those who have access to justice and provide guarantees of independence, impartiality, and the respect of the rights of defence. Furthermore, and as we have already asserted on other occasions, the arrests and detentions of demonstrators, which the Special Rapporteur mentions in his report, did not take place as a result of the exercise of rights and freedoms of demonstration, but rather as a result of the violation of measures taken within